On this Wednesday, Drew Lerner joins us to take a look at the weather forecast. He's at World Weather Incorporated out of Kansas City. Hope you're having a great day there, Drew. Thanks for being with us.
You betcha. We're getting a lot of rain over here. And I'll tell you what, the grass has been pretty brown for a while, so this is great for us.
Oh, that's good. Now, my grass actually has not really turned brown here in East Central Illinois, though I know that on the farm closer to Springfield in the middle of the state, they've had a lot less rainfall, I think, for this month. I've had, well, in the last week, 2.7 locally and nothing on the farm there. So what I want to know is who missed the rainfall over the last week or so and how far behind they are, if there are very many of them, and if you're concerned about that. And then I also want to hear about this heat that we're going to run through over the weekend.
You bet. Well, the areas that have missed, now I'm going to start this from yesterday. We've had some rain in some of these areas, but as of yesterday morning, there were a lot of areas in eastern Minnesota, a big part of the middle two-thirds of Iowa, portions of Missouri, that area in Illinois you just got through describing from central into southeastern parts of that state, and then a lot of real estate in Indiana, Ohio, and a few areas in Michigan. All of that have not had much rain this month. And if you look at the percent of normal charts for the month to date, they look pretty bleak. Not much moisture in a lot of places. Now, there's been good rain in Wisconsin and eastern Iowa and northern Illinois and even the southwest part of Illinois. And there's been other areas scattered around. I think western Kentucky's done really well. But anyway, these areas is part of the reason why the marketplace was so excited when we came into the workplace on Monday. But the forecast models all had turned wetter. And sure enough, we're starting to see some rain. We've had some rain today occur from Kansas up through southern Iowa, northern Missouri, and some of that has been heavy, and so we've kind of reduced some of the dryness in southern Iowa and northern Missouri. We've got a long ways to go, though we still have to get rain into the eastern Midwest. Well, over the next several days, we're going to see two frontal boundaries that are going to move from northwest to southeast through the Midwest, and each will bring us an opportunity for rain. And I think a lot of these areas that are limping at the moment will have at least a short-term improvement. Now, I say short-term because, as you had mentioned, you alluded to there, that it's going to be warm. And when we start getting some of these warmer temperatures and the rain quits falling, we're going to see a very quick turnaround in the moisture, and we're going to dry out some areas again. So the bottom line is really not too bad because we're going to improve the topsoil moisture situation and then dry it out and then improve it again. So from a pollination perspective for corn, it's not a bad scenario as long as everybody gets some of this moisture. And that's what we're a little concerned about, that maybe there's going to be a few pockets that may get missed. But from a big, broader perspective for the Corn Belt as a whole, we're going to do relatively well over this next week to 10 days. I am a little concerned about some areas in southern Minnesota and northern Iowa. I think there's a chance that they may not do all that well with precipitation. And I'm also a little concerned about the lower parts of the Midwest, because that's where the core of the heat is going to be. As we go forward from Friday through at least Monday, during that time period, we're going to be seeing middle and upper 90s and incredibly high amounts of humidity. Boy, those livestock's going to be stressed. The crops will probably do okay, but us humans are probably going to shrivel up and crawl into a corner somewhere, because the heat indices will be 100 to 110 for many areas from Kansas into southern parts of Indiana and Kentucky. Our nighttime temperatures will probably be in the middle and upper 70s, and it is going to be really rugged for a little while. But the good news is there's another frontal system that may come along next week to bring some more relief in the form of some rain and some cooler temperatures as well.
Anything on the global front that you're watching we should be aware of?
Well, there's a lot that seems to be going on, but most of it is same old song, just different week here. We're still very dry in France. Parts of the United Kingdom are drying down. Germany is drying down. None of those areas are excessively warm, but they're certainly losing moisture. A lot of stress in France in particular. Parts of southeastern Europe, the lower Danube River Basin area is drying out. We still have a big problem with dryness from eastern Ukraine into Russia's southern region, and that area has been critically dry for quite a while. They actually got a little bit of rain for a brief period of time here Monday and Tuesday, but it's over now, and they're going to see 10 more days of drying. And not to to limit it to that particular part of Russia, but we also have the Russian central newlands that encountered several days of 90-degree heat last week and no rain, and now they're hurting for moisture. Now, there's a chance for that region to come up with some moisture as we go into the, I believe it's the weekend, into the early part of next week, and we'll see at least temporary relief for some of that region. The bottom line, that's a spring wheat and sunseed producing area. For the East Ukraine into Russia's southern region, that area is fairly important for corn and soybeans. And, of course, we have corn and sunseed that are produced in France, so all of those areas are on the radar chart. In the meantime, of course, southern China is still seeing some crazy floods. I think the worst of that is about over. They've got one more round of heavy rain coming up. Australia looks great. They're going to have a wonderful wheat, barley, and canola crop as long as the rains continue rhythmically. I can't speak today, but anyway, as long as there's routine rain falling in Australia, they'll be just fine. And then it's still dry in western Argentina, and some of their wheat country there is really hurting for moisture, but they will get some rain. I believe it will be on Sunday into Tuesday of next week.
Hey, thanks so much.
Have a great day.
Hey, you too. That is Drew Lerner. He's with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Helps us to wrap up this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report. It comes to you from Illinois Public Media.